And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 15th of July, 2009. It's the birthday of Iris Murdoch, born Dublin, 1919, a writer for four decades, produced 26 novels, half a dozen plays, a couple collections of poetry, and some works of philosophical scholarship. Grew up in London, joined the Communist Party during World War II, became disillusioned with that, went to grad school to study philosophy, and wrote a book entitled Sartre, Romantic Rationalist, came out in 1953. The year after that study came out, she published her first novel, Under the Net, which has been selected as one of the best 100 English-language novels of the 20th century, about a young writer in his 30s, Jake Donahue, struggling with an existential problem, working on a novel in which he writes, actually Iris Murdoch writes, "All theorizing is flight. We must be ruled by the situation itself, and this is unutterably particular. Indeed, it is something to which we can never get close enough, however hard we may try, as it were, to crawl under the net referring to language itself." In 1956, Iris Murdoch married a literature professor named John Bailey. It was a loving and happy but unconventional marriage between two brilliant people. She had numerous love affairs. He wrote praising reviews for her work, answered her fan mail. They loved to swim together. In her novel, The Nice and the Good, Iris Murdoch wrote, "Happiness is a matter of one's most ordinary, everyday mode of consciousness, being busy and lively and unconcerned with self. To be damned is for one's ordinary, everyday mode of consciousness to be unremitting, agonizing preoccupation with self." Iris Murdoch developed Alzheimer's in the last years of her life in the mid-90s, wrote her last novel, a thriller called Jackson's Dilemma, during the early stages of Alzheimer's. And John Bailey, her husband, wrote a memoir about the progression of her Alzheimer's. He said that she became like a very nice three-year-old. The memoir, Elegy for Iris, describing their courtship and marriage and life together, and then a series of diary entries on daily life after the disease had set in. Iris Murdoch, who said, "Writing is like getting married. One should never commit oneself until one is amazed at one's luck." Here's a poem for today by Kenneth Hart entitled Keep America Beautiful. Somebody hung out his red, white, and blue laundry on the highway overpass outside Providence, a short distance from the prison crew, picking up our Cheetos bags and burger wrappers and monster drink cups. We're stalled in traffic. Bumper stickers announce the price of freedom, claim liberty is our right. The guard in mirror sunglasses leans against the correctional facility van, props a shotgun on his knee like he's auditioning for a movie. He's protecting our freedom to litter from the inmate's desire to be free to litter. We inch along past the Budweiser billboards and the ad haiku, breaks wheeze, some like an espresso machine, some like an aging soprano with emphysema. It looks like this is going to take a while. Here, beneath the soiled laundry of the Republic, which clings to a chain-link fence. Maybe the seagull floating above us sees a few things that we can't. He's probably scavenging for something we've left behind. Keep America Beautiful, a poem by Kenneth Hart, from Uh-Oh Time, published by Anhinga Press, and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, creators of the Chicago Poetry Tour, a virtual tour of the history of modern poetry featuring archival recordings, photographs, and music. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith and written by Margaret Bame. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.